It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The latest session of the state legislature is in its final days. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Colorado lawmakers usually wrap up their work in May. This time, they're sprinting to the finish in June because the pandemic has delayed their work. Despite all the changes, though, it looks like Democrats who control the state government will secure approval for a sweeping set of new laws. Proposals on transportation, gun control, a new health insurance option, and more have reached their final stages. State lawmakers have also shaped the spending of billions of dollars in federal stimulus money. The session must end by Saturday, but it's expected to wrap up sooner. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In Mesa County, hospital beds and intensive care are close to full capacity every day. CPR's Dina Sieg says COVID-19 isn't the only thing to blame.
Coronavirus patients actually make up a small percentage of these hospitalizations. Jeff Coor, head of Mesa County Public Health, says many hospitalizations are due to accidents or chronic health issues that have worsened during the pandemic.
I think the demand is greater than the capacity with or without COVID, but COVID is taking up space that we could be using.
And coronavirus cases continue to rise as vaccinations here remain low. Coor says Mesa County recently had one of the highest infection rates in the country. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Most of the Front Range is no longer in a drought after a lot of recent rain, but the water supply for Denver and other places comes from the western slope, where drought conditions are still extreme. Nathan Elder with Denver Water is keeping an eye on reservoir levels.
We do anticipate everything in our South Platte system will fill. It's going to be close at Dillon and Williams Fork over on the west slope. We're not 100% sure those are going to fill this year.
Overall, Denver's reservoirs are about 90% full, which Elder says is normal for this time of year. Mostly sunny and warm around the metro area, along the Front Range, and across much of Colorado today and for the next few days. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.